with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
That's right, it is the Grilling Guys show, so it must be the weekend. This is Barbecue Bob, and Jop is still stuck in Kansas City, but lucky me, I get to hang out with Shasta from Old World Olive Company. Welcome back.
Thank you, Bob.
So good to have you here. You smell better. You look better. You're nicer to me. I'm thinking it might be a great April Fool's joke for Jop.
Yeah, let's tell him he's been replaced.
So right now on the live line is the founder of Right Brain Brewing Company, Russ Springsteen. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, I was up at your place some time back, and you were stuck in a meeting. I didn't get a chance to talk to you, but the other Russ there gave me a few nice samples.
An Irish goodbye.
Yeah, that's right. The other Russ, your handy, one of your managers there, gave me some nice samples to take back. And first of all, congratulations, because I haven't been there in a year or two, shame on me. But I remember doing a live broadcast there for 2 hours when you were just ready to open. And I don't know.
Those
what's
were
that?
Dark days, man.
Well,
remember that?
It was
we weren't open. We were being held down, and those were That was not a good. That was not good times. But we made it. We made it through there, and here we are.
I think you pissed off the inspector. So that's how
I pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah, but you're not now. You're making all of Northern Michigan and actually all across the country. You're making people happy with, I mean, an explosive line of beers. Shasta and I, Shasta's here from Old World Olive Company. She needs a store up there real bad because you only have one, and it's nothing like hers. But she has a store called Old World Olive Company and does wonderful oils and balsamics. But she's taking over for Jop today. So
awesome.
Yeah. We're having a dead kettle, and I got to tell you, that is just a fantastic IPA.
Oh, thank you. Just, it's just straight up, kind of 5.5%. It's not real high in alcohol, citra hops. It's a good summer beer. We're actually developing right now. We're coming out starting in July with our high PA series. You'll see 4-pack bottles of our high gravity IPAs, and the first one will be Deader Kettle. So we kind of amp that up a little bit.
And I might do a correction on Bob. He said that we're having a dead kettle. I should say that we have finished a dead kettle.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so we're moving on.
Okay.
It's perfect for our in-studio styrofoam cups.
All right.
Because one of these big, what are they, 16-ounce cans?
Yeah, they're 16-ounce.
Yeah, so one tall can does two styrofoam coffee cups perfectly.
Yeah, it's been working great.
It's fancy around here.
It's classy, man.
So, Shasta, to give you a little background on Russ, he's not related to Bruce Springsteen, but he's just about as popular. But Russ actually started off as a barber that brewed beer and gave beer to his clients. And the beer got to be more popular than his haircut. So that says a lot about his beer.
Yeah, that's an amazing concept, actually.
Yeah. And I still cut hair. I cut hair one day a month now for fun. So
wow.
Yeah, in the front of their big brewery there in Traverse City, right on Boardman Lake, there's a salon. And he's got some lovely ladies in there, which is good because you always need the bait to bring them in, right?
Right. Ron Floon.
So another one of your my favorites that you make is CEO Stout.
Yeah, it's amazing what that beer is doing. That is our top seller.
Is it?
Nothing, yeah, it's crazy.
I can see why.
So you get that in a 4-pack can as well. And then in the fall, we do our Boardroom series where we'll brew some different versions of CEO, an Imperial CEO, whiskey barrel aged. This year we did peanut butter.
Wow.
We also did a pumpkin spice this year.
Super creative stuff.
So you have another limited edition stout.
Fat Lad. That's a high gravity beer.
Yes, Fat Lad. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Imperial stout.
But just what a great collection of beers. So tell us, how many states are you in now?
One that I know of.
Oh, you're still only in Michigan?
Yeah, We are just beginning to open up the UP, so that happens in April. We'll open up part of it. Just trying to only distribute as far as I can have capacity to supply. So
okay, because we're
slowly, carefully growing.
We're broadcasting on the East Coast right now, and I thought by chance the people out in New Jersey might be able to pick up your beer.
Not yet.
In California as well.
I'm sure they can bootleg it there.
Well, I'll fill my suitcase up next time I go out.
Hey,
go.
I'm headed to New York 2 weeks. I can do the same.
Yeah, so wherever you're listening, Russ is a quintessential or a classic example of the beer scene in Michigan right now. It is catching the attention of people all over the country. I can't tell you when the looks I get in airports and wherever now when I tell people I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, they're just like, "Oh yeah, that's you guys got a lot of beer going on there, don't you?" And it's like, "Yeah."
Yes, they do. There, Kalamazoo, Traverse City. Yeah, it's happening. It's a great scene to be in.
Detroit.
So pretty camaraderous.
But
yeah, Detroit's coming on hard now. There's quite a few new breweries there, and just the city of Detroit's pretty awesome what's happening there.
It is.
That's a big evolution going on.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, they didn't have far to go.
Well,
so it's
yeah, they can only go up.
In the right direction, so it's pretty great what's happening.
So tell us for the summer, what else Right Brain might be cooking up?
What are we cooking up? We're just getting ready for a huge tourist season. Now we're bottling. We've been bottling six packs for a year, so Spinal Tapper IPA will come out in May.
And that's one of your mainstays. That's a big beer.
Yeah, and then we're just brewing to get ready for supply for summer. To get ready.
Awesome.
When it hits here, yeah, it's crazy what happens here in the summer. So
I have a question for you, Russ.
Okay.
So who comes up with your labeling? The labels are just awesome. They're colorful, they're fun, yeah.
Thank you. Andy Tyra, he's originally from Traverse City. He lives in Milwaukee. He does our webpage, but those are all hand illustrations.
They're really curious.
Yeah, we work with him. Yeah, we're trying to have fun with those.
I think that has a lot to do.
He's out there, man, and I laugh every time I have a conversation with him. I can laugh out loud just because it's kind of fun.
I think it has a lot to do with whether or not people want to try a six-pack or a four-pack anyway. If they see a great label, it looks like it's fun.
We have women in mind, too, because the women are the consumers. So if she is the one who's filling the grocery cart, so you gotta want her to be able to pick that.
That's right. We're keeping our men happy.
Hand. Yes.
That's right.
True. And it's amazing. They'll drink whatever you bring home. And they don't complain. They might complain, but they'll still drink it.
So if you just tuned in, you were listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with Russ Springsteen, the CEO of Right Brain, the CEO Stout Maker. And just an incredibly nice guy. For people out there that are thinking about getting into the brewing business, I would say you're like a model that they should look at, because you went against all odds and you worked your way into it, and to where you have this you have a brand now that I'm going to say it's cultish, and there's not many that reach the cult status, but maybe I'm just a big fan, and maybe you're not cultish, but I think your brand is kind of cultish, and you would know better, but
we have some very loyal fans from all over. It's interesting. I just wonder how they, people from out of state that follow us and email us, and how they get the beer is always curious to me. But yeah, we do. Well, we brew some crazy beers. We've had our pig porter made with smoked pig bones. We do.
I remember that
beer. So we brewed all these crazy beers that people want. They do them. They support them. So.
Well, we're going to keep following you and hanging on to you. Ready to now after this dead kettle. So thanks so much. I know you had to bust out of a meeting to take this interview. You're a busy man, but we sure appreciate
it. This was more fun, though.
Yeah. Well, no, we're having more fun than you, because we actually have your beer open.
We are having just a touch more fun than you might be.
Russ Springsteen, Right Brain Brewing Company. If you've never had a Right Brain, it's about time. Thanks, buddy. Hope to see you this summer.
Okay. And then next January, celebrate 10 years with us. So We made it.
Let's do it.
We weren't supposed to get this far, but we did it anyway.
Let's do it. You'll go much further. All right. Yeah, thanks
cheers.
So much.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Yep. It's the Grilling Guys. April Fools will be back.